Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Mem Tes. We are up to Sif Hey, the last line on page Reish Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 406. The Mechaber says in Sif Hey, Osir Laholich Chayfetz Pachos Me'ar Ba'amos. Like we mentioned last time, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it is Osir for one person to carry an item less than 4 amos at a time. Va'afilu bein hashmashos, va'afilu b'karmelis. Even if he's doing it during bein hashmashos, which is a suffik yom, suffik laila, and even if it's in a karmelis, which is only an issur derabbanan to carry. Says the Mishaburah Sif Katan Tazayin. Osir Laholich. Like we mentioned last time, the chayshin on shema yavo laholich ar amos abasachas. The concern is, if you're going to keep carrying less than 4 at a time, you might come to carry 4 amos at one time. The zimnin de lavadaite, sometimes you don't realize it. Va'asi lide iser daraisa, and it will come to an iser daraisa. So chazal asr, carrying less than 4 amos at a time, in the Rosh Sarabim, because you might come to carry one of the times a full 4 amos. V'yesh pa'amim she'atiru pachos me'ab amos. There are some times, like we mentioned in the last year as well, that it is permissible for one person to carry less than 4 amos at a time. Ayin la'el, b'simen reisam b'chvav sif zayin, u'b'simen shin alav sif membeiz, u'b'simen shin ches sif yurches ayin sham. And those are cases where you find tefillin are left b'zayim. You can carry them less than 4 amos at a time, one person. And if a person is stuck as Shabbos is starting, holding his wallet, so then he's allowed to walk, pachos mikashir. So there are a few exceptions. Then the Mishnah Berurah picks up and says, V'dafko kishemola kama pa'amen pachos mi'arba amos. This gzeir that Chazal made is only if you're going to be carrying numerous times less than 4 amos at a time. Aval pam achas pachos mi'arba amos mutter. But to do a one-time carrying of less than 4 amos at a time is permissible. Kemo shekasa b'reish ha-simen, like we've been discussing in this whole simen. Sivkotun yudzayin, pachos. You cannot carry pachos mi'kashir. Nikri pachos al yidei sha'amad lofush ben tayim. What makes it a hanacha that you're doing it less than 4 amos? You're not necessarily putting the item down. Obviously, if you put the item down, that's hanacha, so that stops it. Then you do a new akira. But if you don't want to put the item down, zakta mishavura, it's called pachos mikashir. If you take a pause, you stand to rest in the interim. To have a kemoshim and yach hachefetz la'aretz. Putting yourself to rest is like putting the item on the ground. But if you're just walking and it's getting heavy and you want to readjust the load, that is not called a hanocha, that's not called stopping. If you only stop to readjust your load and you keep going, it's ki'ilu, you didn't stop and you walked the full 4 amos, and that would be a chiyuv chatas. Sivkotun yud ches, top line of the Mishaburah on 406. So he said, Chazal asked, carrying less than 4 amos at a time, even the Rebbein Hashmashos. After l'inya pachos mi'arba amos, who sveka derabbanan, even though, as we're discussing over here, carrying less than 4 amos is only an issur derabbanan, and during Rebbein Hashmashos is a zman of suffix, so that should be a suffix derabbanan. Ve'ekeilu b'kegon zeh b'simen shir membeiz ayin sham. And during Rebbein Hashmashos, where it's a suffix, Chazal were lenient about the derabbanans. Since it's very close in coming that it's going to lead a person to a malacha daraisa, gozu b'hem tvei, they would gozer more, and they answered not only in a rishus harabim, but even in a karmelis. Sorry, even during bein hashmashos, where it's a suffix, because it might be that you'll come to do it on Shabbos itself, and therefore, since it's close to Malacha D'Raisa, they asr. That's why Ben Hashmashos. Sivkot and Yutes is on the Afilu of a Karmelis. So again, a Karmelis is only the Rabbanon. So this is really a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Because you might come to carry 4 Amos, but in a Karmelis, even if you come to carry 4 Amos, that's only the Rabbanon. So L'Chorah, this should be a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So why are we asring even in a Karmelis? So says the Mishabura Atam, the reason is, the Imnokel Bazeh, Karov Hadover Sheyoluch Arb Amos Basachas. Says the Taz, it's very likely, very close in coming, that if we're lenient that you can carry less than 4 amos in the Carmelis, you're going to carry a full 4 amos, and therefore it's not considered Gzeira L'Gzeira, it's really like one big Gzeira. The only way the first Gzeira would really work is if you make the second Gzeira along with it. Ubedbir HaGro Kasavatam, the Gro writes a different reason. D'chol dover sha'asru b'rishus harabim mishum shvus. Anything that the Rabbonan asked in a rishus harabim, hu adin sha'asru b'karmelis, they also asked along with that to do the same thing in a karmelis. The imhu bein hashmashos gam kein. Let's say you put together the two things. We said in the mechaber that it's aser even bein hashmashos, and it's aser even in a karmelis. Those are two different cases. But zakta mishabura, if it's in a karmelis during bein hashmashos, so the imhu bein hashmashos gam kein. So it's not only a karmelis, also bein hashmashos. Davi tartu l'tivus. So we have two positives over here. One is that it's only a suffix because it's bein hashmashos. Two, it's only the rabbonis in a karmelis. So then, das ataz vel yirabe lahokel baza. Then the taz and the yirabe are lenient. Ah, however, lefi amavur leel b'simin shin mem beiz the loetiru shvus bein hashmashos kiim letzarech mitzvah. Based on what we said earlier, that a shvus during bein hashmashos is only mutter if it's a tzarech mitzvah. Open komat chak or in a pressing situation. So efshar the hochanami ain lahokel el b'konze. So it could be that even in this case, one should not be lenient unless it is a shasat chak or it is for a tzorach mitzvah. Otherwise, really, one should be machmir even in a karmelis, even during bein hashmashos. That concludes Simen Shin Mem Tes. And now we begin Simen Shin Nun on 406. Din amotzi rosho verubo merishus l'rishus, the halach of a person taking out his head or most of his body from one rishus to another rishus. So says the mechaber. Omeid adam berishus hayochid. A person can be standing in a private domain. Umotzi yado l'rishus harabim. He can stick his hand out into the rishus harabim. Umitaltel shom chafatzim she'enam tzrichin lo b'makom shu omeid. He can move around items with his hand in the rishus harabim when he's in the rishus hayochid, as long as there are things that he does not need where he is. If he needs it where he is, we're concerned he'll carry it from that rishus to this rishus. So things that he doesn't need, he can put his hand over from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim, move things around in the rishus harabim. Shenotlon mikana meicha mikana. He can take it from here and move it over there. Ubilvad shelo yavirim arba amos. As long as when he's moving the item in rishus harabim, he's not moving it with his hand for amos. That obviously would be usher. Velo chayshina shema yavim elov. And we're not concerned he might bring it towards him in the rishus hayochid, kevan she'enam tzrichim lo b'makom she'omid sham, since it's items that he does not need where he is. We'll see example in a second. But again, the person standing in rishus hayochid, he sticks his hand out to rishus harabim. He's allowed to move items around as long as it's less than 4 amos in rishus harabim, and as long as it's not something he needs over here. So we're not worried he'll bring it back from the rishus harabim into the rishus hayochid where he is. Then it's mutter. Hilkach therefore, mutter lama b'rishus harabim. A person can be standing in rishus harabim, lito mafteach b'rishus hayochid, and he can be moving around a key in the rishus hayochid, v'liftoach sham, and he can be standing in rishus harabim and he'd be opening a door in the rishus hayochid with a key. Mutter. V'chein mirishus hayochid rishus harabim. The same thing if he's standing in rishus hayochid, he can go ahead and open a door using a key in the rishus harabim. We'll see more details of that in the Mishabura. Avol. Lo yamod b'rishus hayochid v'yotzi rosho l'rishus harabim v'yishtah shamu ipcha. But you can't be standing in the rishus hayochid, stick your head out to rishus harabim and drink water in the rishus harabim. Because if you just stick your head out, then we're concerned that you might bring the water back into where your body is. You'll bring your head in the water into the rishus hayochid. O ipcha, or if the rishuyos are the opposite. Ele im kein yachnis rosho v'rubo l'makom shu shosa. Unless you bring not only your head, but rosho and rubo, most of your body, into the rishus that you're going to drink in. So if I'm in rishus yachid and the water is in rishus harabim, I can't bring the water to me, so I can't just stick my head out to drink the water in rishus harabim, but I can stick my head out and the majority of my body into rishus harabim and drink like that. Dekevan shu tzarech le'elu hamayim, since you need that water, chayshinan shema yevim elav, a word you might bring the water back towards you. Aval mutter lamo b'rishus hayochid o b'rishus harabim v'lishus b'karmelis o'ibcha. That's all by rishus hayochid to rishus harabim, rishus harabim to rishus hayochid, where it could be a daraisa. But if one of the rishuyos is only a karmelis, so whether it's from a rishus hayochid to a karmelis or rishus harabim to a karmelis or vice versa, that all will be okay, because again, that would be a gzeira l'gzeira. The whole iser would be the rabbanon, and you're not doing the iser. We're just concerned you might do the iser, so that would be mutter. Now, there's a very interesting note over here. Maybe a practical application. Note number one. Based on this, im nafal kovu b'shabbos al gabi mechones achone b'rishus harabim. Your hat blew off on Shabbos. You're walking in a Rishus HaRabim, no Erev, and your hat landed on a car. Sha'al Gabu Nechshav Rishus HaYochid. Based on the dimensions of the car, the height and the length by width, it's a Rishus HaYochid. So you're standing in Rishus HaRabim, and your hat blew off onto a car. So to take the hat off the car and bring it to you would be carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. That would be an Issa D'Oraisa. So Kosa B'Seif in the Siva Shabbos, B'Shem Chocham Echad, She'esh Lulmud Mikan She'mutr Lo Lahatos As Rosho V'Gufo Al Mechunis. Based on what we're seeing over here in the Mechaber, you can keep your feet on the Rishus HaRabim, lean your head and majority of your body over the car, and you can put your hat on over there, and then bring your body back. Exactly what we're saying over here, if you're in the Rishus HaYochid, you want to drink water Rishus HaRabim, you can't just stick your head there, but your head and the most of your body you can stick out there and drink. So too, you can put your head, most of your body, over the car, which is Rishus HaYochid, and then you are allowed to drink, to put your hat on over there. And you don't have to be worried if you touch the car. As we learned many times, you're allowed to touch a car. You can't be behind the car pushing a car. You can't move a car, but you can't touch a car. So that's not a concern that you'll touch the car. So you put your head and majority of your body over the car. You put the hat on in the Rishus HaYochid, and then you walk out, walk back into the Rishus HaRabim. That is Shita number one of the Mechaber. Back to the Mechaber. V'yesh Mefarshim. There are those who learn a little more lenient. The chafotzim atzrichim lo, things that are needed for you. Hainu kelim noim shutzarachlem. That's nice kelim that you need. Avalim him kelim she'enam noim. If they're kelim that are not nice, mutter lishos behem. You're allowed to drink from them. Afal pishalohotzi roshu v'rubu ela shahoshit savaru levad. If it's just regular kelim, you could stick your head out alone without the most of your body into the other rishus and drink over there. Ushar til tulim chutz mishtia, other movings around, not for drinking purposes. Afilu kelim noim mutilatatil, even nice vessels you're allowed to move. Shelo gazru el bekelim noim ubishosem mehem, shumikarvan lepiv. This shita is more makil. He only asks us if you have two things. Number one, it's nice kelim that you want by you. And number two, you're also drinking from them, so you have a second reason why you'd bring it to you. Then we have the gzeira. But if it's only one or the other, it's kelim noim and you're not drinking, or you're drinking and it's not kelim noim, then it would be mutter by just sticking your head outside. That is shita number two. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Back to shita number one. Sivkatan aleph she'enam tzrichim lo b'makom. So again, to review what the Mechaber told us, a person could be standing in Rishus HaYochid. He can stick his hand out to Rishus HaRabim and he can move things around over there as long as there are things that he does not need over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vafilu heim kelim noim," meaning that they're beautiful vessels. If he doesn't need them in Rishus HaYochid, he can move them around in Rishus HaRabim, no problem. But then the Mechaber said, "Shenotlon mikan u'menichon kan," you can move it from place A to place B in the Rishus HaRabim, "ubelvat shelo yavirim arba amos," as long as you don't move the item along the Rishus HaRabim for Amos. Says in Mishnah Berurah Beis, Pirush, Afal pi, Shehu omed b'Rishus HaYochid, even though you're standing and your feet are Rishus HaYochid, Rak shebiyado mole chayfetz arba Amos, imokom shumunach atzop arba Amos b'Rishus HaRabim. The chiddush over here is that I can be staying in Rishus HaYochid and it will be an issa d'oraisa for me to move an item for Amos and Rishus HaRabim, even though I'm not even that Rishus, just my hand is. That's what the Mechaber is telling us, that would be forbidden. V'im hevir chayiv, and if you move to yibichayiv achatos, v'afilu m'higbiu l'malam me'asar tfachim, even if you lift it over 10 tfachim, still going to be chayiv kevan shelabasof v'nichu al aret, since at the end you're going to drop it back to the ground. So that was the Mechaber. Again, I could be saying Rishus HaYochid, put my hand up to Rishus HaRabim and move kelim around, as long as, number one, I don't need those kelim in my Rishus, so when that way I'll bring it back, and I don't move them for Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. Then the Mechaber told us, Hilkach, in the end of the third line of the Mechaber, Mutter Lamo Rishus HaRabim, you could be standing in Rishus HaRabim, Lito Mateo Rishus HaYochid V'toch Sham, you could stick your hand from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid, and use the key to open the door. Now, obviously, you can't be taking the key from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid. Obviously, the key is over there. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sukkot and Gimel, Hainu, Shamavteach Munach Sham Mikfar. The key is already there in the Rishus HaYochid. V'notlo Misham U'poseach Adelas. You're not changing the Rishus of the key. Your body is in Rishus HaRabim. You're sticking your hand in Rishus HaYochid. The key is there. And you're using the key in Rishus HaYochid to open a door. Umari Bofen Sha'ayidei Netilas HaMavteach Mimekomo. We're dealing with a case that through the taking of the key from its place, Eino over al Isser Hotza. You're not being over any Isser Hotza like we just mentioned. Kigon Shiesh Ganak, which is a merpeses, which is some kind of patio. Birchutz mi bachutz labayis, vaganak osleb in bachitos kadin rishus ayachid. We're talking about a case where there's a house, there's a little porch outside of it, which is also rishus ayachid, and you're beyond the porch. So you're standing beyond the porch in rishus arabim. It's a small porch, you can reach over, take the key that's in this rishus ayachid porch, and use it to open the door to the house, which is also rishus ayachid. Because again, you're standing in rishus arabim, and everything you're doing is within the rishus ayachid, that's going to be mutter. Oh, shamavteach tochuv shom b'matul. Or there can be no porch, a regular house, you're sticking out from rishus arabim into the rishus ayachid, but the key was already there in the lock. Hakavua badelas, that was set in the door. So again, the same idea, as long as you are standing in Rosh Hashanah and putting your hand to Rosh Hashanah, and whatever you're doing is all within the Rosh Hashanah, that is going to be mutter. So that's point number one. The chiddush here is that we're not concerned that by you using the key in Rosh Hashanah and your body's in Rosh Hashanah, that afterwards you'll bring the key back out to you. We're not worried about that. Why would you bring it out to Rosh Hashanah since it's an item that you don't need by you? It has no use for you by the Rosh Hashanah. It was in Rosh Hashanah before, so you'll leave it over there in the Rosh Hashanah where it was. Maybe you'll put it under the rug so no one sees it, but you don't need to bring it out, so we're not worried you'll bring it out. Sivkotan hey v'chein b'rishus ayachid rishus rabim, so too the opposite way around. Ratzalomar means to say she'omei b'rishus ayachid. You're standing in the rishus ayachid v'notel mafteach hamuna b'rishus rabim, and you're reaching over and taking a key that's resting in rishus rabim. Oposeach shom achanus, and you're opening up there the store. V'hinei yesh b'zeh chilukei dinim. This has some chilukim in the dinim. V'ein kan makomo laharuch b'zeh. We're not going to speak at length about it. Ukfar be'arnu l'el b'shin mem vav siv gimel ba'agav v'mishabura. Siv katan vav. That's going on the case of the mechaber where he said, V'chein mirshus ayachil rishu rabim. This is what the mechaber said you shouldn't do in the fifth line. Av'a lo yamo b'rishus ayachid. Don't be standing in Rosh Hashanah and stick your head out to Rosh Hashanah and drink there. Elohim kein yachnis rosho v'rubo l'mokom shu shos. Unless you put your head and majority of your body out to the place where you're drinking. Tekevon shu tzarech le'elu amayim. That's the key point. Since you need that water, then we're choshesh, you might bring it back towards you. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Vav, Ubein shamayim nesunim bekelim noim. Whether the water is in nice vessels, o einam noim, or they're not nice vessels, V'chein kol kayotze bazeh, and so to any case like the water, ba'acholin umalbushim, if it's food or it's clothing, same iser. If you're just going to stick your head outside, lufi shehein chafotzim atzrichim lo b'makomo, these are things that you need where you are. You might want to bring the food out, you might bring the clothes out, and therefore those are things that you are not allowed to move around in Rosh Hashanah. You will not be allowed to stick your head over and eat, just like you can't stick your head over and drink. It doesn't matter what kelim it is in. As opposed to the second shita that we saw, it's only usher if it's drinking, and it's also nice kelim. That's what the Mishabura is pointing out over here. Lefi the first shita, which we'll see in a second, is the ikar shita, and that's the halacha. Even if you have only one thing, it's going to be a problem. So if it's something that you drink that you might want by you, it's usher, even if it's not in the kli that you would necessarily want. Sivkotan Zayin. The Mechaber then said that this whole gzeira is only by Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah or vice versa, but anytime a Karmelis is around, it's going to be mutter. The Rosh Hashanah gufu rak mitam gzeira shem yivienu etzlo. Because this whole din, even Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you're not doing anything wrong. It's only a gzeira that you might do something wrong. Velo gazrinan gzeira l'gzeira. So Bishlomo, when it's a Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, so we're concerned for a daraisa, so the Rabbanu made a gzeira, don't do this, don't drink with just your head outside. Don't move the items that you could use by you when it's in the other rishus, you might carry it to your rishus. But if one of the rishus is a karmelis, so the worst case scenario, even if you mess up, is going to be an issa d'rabbanan, the Rabbanu not going to make a gzeira. Again, in most cases there are exceptions, but in this case, it would be a gzeira, and it would be permissible. Then we have the second sheet of Yesh Mefarshim that says it's only a concern if you have two things. Number one, that you're going to be drinking the water. Number two, it's in nice vessels. And the Mishabu writes in Sivkatun Ches, V'yesh Mefarshim, V'ha'iker kisvara rishona, the iker halacha, is like the first sheet. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sitbez.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.